the Lies of the Third Temple, Part 110. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacristan Bible, the Rottenham version, or even just have a question, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's a plus 27 international code, and the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. Excuse me, I just have one of these funny little hair in my nose, and they always jump around when I'm busy teaching. But that's part of life. You can contact us at our website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are to participate in our study. We are very, very welcome. Please go to part one, because you have missed quite a bit of information. I urge you to also subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies, also our TikTok messages, which is very important. Please share this link to your friends and family. Make sure you have at least a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a noting pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege just to sit and study the Word, to discover the lies that's been fed to us in churches, and I don't say every church is a liar, but they've been lying to us for so many centuries. It's unbelievable. The things today which are supposed to be gospel, which is not. We will now continue where we left off yesterday morning. I'm still using the research information of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. They're continuing making the following statement. The existence of the State of Israel and the return of the people of God to the Promised Land is the greatest glory, godly event and miracle in the history of mankind ever. It was the greatest event in the history of mankind. The greatest event ever that happened was the birth, the virgin birth of Yahushua. The greatest miracle was that he could save a sinner through his blood. A great miracle was when he called Lazarus from the dead after he's been dead for 3 days. One of the greatest miracles in history and mankind on earth was when Yahushua died and ascended into Hades, which is not hell, a realm of death. And he returned alive. And he ascended alive into heaven with a promise that he's coming back to take us to be with him. Hallelujah. It's not just for the people to return to the Promised Land. That Promised Land is the earthly promise of a place for Israel to stay, the nation of Israel to stay. Today in Jerusalem, or in Israel, the people is living in the Promised Land. You see, but what they are dreaming about is to get Islam out of Palestine, out of Jerusalem, out of Israel in total, which is impossible. And that's why they are dreaming about a promised land. The promised land dream have shifted. The day that Yahushua has ascended into heaven with a promise, he's coming back to draw us up to him. There's a promise of a new land, not built with hands, not fought over by spilling the blood of innocent people. The blood that Yahushua shed for us is done. When he hang on the cross, he said, "Father, it's fulfilled. In our hands I lay my spirit." He's done everything. He's won every war. The only war that had to be won was the returning from death, the chains of Hades, where the souls are bound with chains. He returned with the keys of death. So what do I want today? I have a promise of an eternal, everlasting land, which is in heaven. And that's why Yahweh our Elohim allowed Apostle John to be drawn into heaven, the island of Patmos, 95 AD, AY. And he opened to him over a period of 30 years, when he was in captivity on the island of Patmos. Yahweh opened to him different views of heaven, giving him the full book of Revelation. The extent of the state of Israel and the return of the people of God to the promised land is the biggest godly event and miracle in the history of mankind. It's not. This was predicted by the prophets of Israel. Yes, they said so. But that has happened after they were released from Babylon. We are calling all these nations to link arms in support of the people and the state of Israel to help completely this process of redemption. We are calling all nations to link arms, to take hand, in support for this people and the state of Israel to help complete this process of redemption. There will always be war in and around Jerusalem. Why? Because they rejected the blood of Yahushua. When they called out and says, when Pontius Pilate washed his hands, he says, "I find no sin in him." He said, "Let his blood be on us and our children and our children's children." There will be blood in and around Jerusalem till the day that Yahushua is coming for his bride. They think that a little building called the Third Temple is going to bring total peace to Israel. Now you see what they want to do through the Sanhedrin. They want to overturn the government, the democratic government of Israel, taking it back into a state of the 613 laws of Moses, which is impossible. It's impossible. That's what they want to do. And if you can read between the lines, you will see it all the time. Now they want the world to take hands, to help her. To do what? To overturn the state of Israel. The democratic state of Israel. That's what it says here. Listen to what it says. Listen to what it says. This was predicted by the prophets of Israel. We are now calling all the nations to link arms in support of the people of the state of Israel to help complete this process of redemption, returning the 613 laws of Moses. We are not allowed to forget that the redemption of the people of Israel is a condition for the redemption of the earth. Where does the word says what this researcher has just said. I'm going to read it again. We are not allowed to forget that the redemption of the people of Israel is a condition for the redemption of the earth. Rubbish. The redemption of the earth has already happened 2,000 years ago when Yahushua shed his blood for everyone who wants to be saved. The choice is yours. Whether you want to repent and be born again through water and immersing in the name of Yahushua, the water and the Ruach HaKodesh, John 3 verse 1 to 12, where Yahushua said to Nicodemus, you will not enter into heaven, you will not even see heaven, if you are not born again of water and spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Now they are creating the idea by helping Israel overthrowing the government. You are helping to redeem Israel in order to have the world redeemed. The world has been redeemed 2,000 years ago by the blood of Yahushua, and they accept him not. Today, the majority of the world does not want to accept Yahushua. But to us as Yahfist, accepting Yahushua into our lives through the revelation word of Yahushua and the redemption blood, not the third temple, the redemption blood of Yahushua, to us is priority. Number one, we are not allowed to forget that redemption of the people of Israel is a condition for the redemption of the world. Also, we remember that God said over 4,000 years ago to Abraham, the father of Israelites, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. That's 100%. That's fine. I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. That was the blessing that was spoken out. But it's not to say that the blessing is only for those that's living in Israel. While my Bible say, according to the scripture, Apostle Paul says that Father Yahweh does not desire us to be circumcised by our flesh, but he desires that we be circumcised, or he says actually that we will be renewed by the circumcision of our minds. That's a spiritual circumcision, not a fleshly circumcision. How does that spiritual circumcision take place? Well, Galatians 3 verse 21 to 29 says, for those that's been immersed in the name of Yahushua has clothed themselves, we clothe themselves with Yahushua. We put on the garment, the bride's garment. There are no more Jew nor Greek, no Gentile nor Greek, nor man nor woman. But we are all one. Why? Because of the spiritual circumcision by the renewal of our mind. And that makes us heirs of the promises of Abraham. I don't need to be circumcised by my flesh. It had its time. The 613 laws of Moses had its time. The day that Yahushua said on the cross, it is fulfilled. In thy hands I lay my spirit. He brought us a new testament, a new covenant written in his blood. Not the blood of the ashes of a red hyphen or a goat or a lamb or a pair of doves or a sheep. He bought us with his kingly blood, giving us two kingly laws to obtain. Hear Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. Serve with your mind and your heart and your soul, and you must love your brother like yourself. Keeping that two commandments, new kingly commandments, two new kingly New Testament commandments, is upholding the promise which Yahushua has given us, that you will live till eternity. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. That was the blessing that was spoken over to Abram 2,000 years before Yahushua. And even today we are living in those blessings. As your first, who are circumcised by our renewal of our minds, he will bless those who bless us, and he will curse those that curses us. Why? Go read Galatians 3 verse 21, Galatians 3, 26, 29. According to the promises of Abram. Who? Those that have been renewed by baptism, renewal in the name of Yahushua, through immersing baptism in the name of Yahushua, through the remission of your sins. He will bless those that bless a Yahfist, and he will curse those that cursed a Yahfist. Why? Because we became part of the promise of Abram. Now, time is caught up with us. There's something to think about. There's something to study. We have learned so many truths, and we have opened so many lies. And you know what? It's for you to decide whether you want to believe it and teach it and preach it, or just push it away. Till Monday, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.